Hey everyone, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is the Digital Savage Experience, episode 28, No Excuses. So, I think everybody makes excuses, everybody has a reason why they failed, and a lot of the times those reasons are unfounded or they're made up by the person as an excuse. Any reason, almost anything. I mean, there are some things that exclude that, but you can overcome. There's people in situations a lot worse than you. They've done a lot more greater things than you and had more stacked against them in terms of success. So as of today, we now have 4 foster children for the time being and 2 dogs. So I still managed to do that in terms of helping my wife, parenting and mentoring 4 kids, being there for 2 dogs, running digital for an analytics consulting firm, building my agency on the side, blogging, being a content contributor, networking, doing this podcast, going to the gym consistently, and just learning and growing and doing anything I can in terms of success. So half of people in this country, I think, just want things handed to them and see all success, all of Instagram, all of Snapchat, anything that's image or video based. Most people want to see flashy stuff like Rolexes and Lambos, but when you put up a post about struggle or the process, that doesn't get much in terms of traction. Well, there's, 99% of hard work and all kinds of staying up late at nights and all kinds of things you need to overcome, but people just want to see the successes. Well, there are far less successes than failures. You have to fail in terms of succeeding. If you never fail, you're never going to succeed. You're never going to learn. You're never going to grow. So in terms of excuses, you can make all the excuses you want. You can blame it on other people. You can listen to all the Gary Vee and all the motivational speakers you want, get hyped off a video or two, and then get ready to do something and then put it off. Time is not your friend, and just making reasons why you fail or you shouldn't do something isn't your friend either. Although you may be young, you may be, in your late teens, early teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you think you still have time. Time isn't guaranteed. So you need to act now. You have a product or a patent or a design idea, do it. You have a company you want to found, do it. Start the initial process. You have to file copyrights, you have to file patents, you have to do things of that nature. Get the ball rolling, get started, do something. Like, without doing anything, you're never going to grow. I mean, I didn't want to do this podcast, but yet I'm doing it. It's slowly growing. It's adding value to people. I'm getting positive feedback, so I continue doing it and continue growing and having that feed me. So regardless of what you're doing and what state you are in life, like, you shouldn't make excuses. You shouldn't make excuses about where you are currently, where you were, where you started your life, the disadvantages you had. I started as an immigrant. I came from the Soviet Union. We came here with nothing. Hustled my butt off. Went to school, even though it's debatable in terms of if I use my degree or not. But, I mean, it was a good experience in terms of the education system in the United States. But other than that, I had a tough upbringing. Everybody worked. We came here in terms of being, 6-7 people in a 2-bedroom apartment. Everybody working, everybody contributing, everybody trying to hustle. And people just sit here and then expect why they have the mindset of making $25,000-$30,000 a year, but they're wanting hundreds of thousands, and not even hundreds of thousands. They want to be millionaires. They want to be billionaires without putting in the work. Really? Why are you making excuses? Oh, well, I don't have time. You always have time. Reprioritize your day. Make a document. Do something in terms of changing your behavior, and then it will change your mindset.
Once you change your behavior, it will get you out of that excuse mindset and help you overcome things and get through things and go to a more positive resolution. Don't really take it from me. I'm no Tony Robbins. I'm not no guru. I've had successes in terms of marketing. I've been in digital for 10 years. I'm starting to network and grow kind of my sphere of influence and things I'm giving back. And I'm trying to plant seeds of positivity and do a lot of pro bono stuff. So this is basically a labor of love on my part. So if it's giving you value, adding anything to you, reach out, show some love, give some feedback, critique it, suggest some future topics, and just, I appreciate everyone. Until next time, guys, take care.